The basic approach is to define what your first increment will be and then follow through with it. While working on the design, implementation, unit test, and subsystem test, you'll deliver that increment, which should be an end-to-end testable system. A customer should be able to actually work on that increment. Put in inputs, get outputs, and get a feel for what the whole system looks like based upon the first increment. Once the first increment is completed, then you should think about what new functionality will be added into the second increment. A reasonably good-sized system, say a couple million lines of code, may have 3, 4, or even 5 increments. Think of this as an onion. You are going to first build the core increment, and then add each layer on top of the core until the whole system is built. This was one of the key lessons of the IBM 360 project, when Fred Brooks, the head project manager, realized he wasn't going to build the IBM 360 in one shot. He had to think about the system's architecture, the module designs, and then plan out the increments he would deliver. He grew the system until he finally delivered it to the field.